We're all endowed with strength of one kind or another. Of course, both individual leaders and organizations should use their strengths, but the trick, as Allison points out, is not to use them up. Balancing them with a little courtesy and restraint goes a long way. Knowing when to pull back, recalibrate, do something less difficult, or take a break may contribute more to long-term productivity and growth than driving forward despite exhaustion and overextension. When workers overdo it, they exude a quality I've described as no-jo, the opposite of mojo. We have mojo when we radiate confidence that our work is purposeful, powerful, and positive, and the world recognizes it. We exhibit no-jo when we're disengaged, feeling victimized, stressed out, lethargic, or merely getting by. In my experience, organizations that try to grow too fast, not bearing in mind the limits of their capacity as Allison suggests, wind up as breeding grounds for no-jo. That's not to say that testing boundaries is a bad idea. It's how innovation happens, and I applaud people who believe in giving extra effort toward a goal. But when that effort comes at the expense of recognizing real limitations, it turns